out.
Whoa, whoa.
Okay. Alright. You have already called the sheep.
No.
This expression, if you need to get your horses ready to go somewhere, say you're going to what the horses?
Harness the horse.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call the things that you hold in your hand to guide the horse when you're riding?
Bridle.
Those long leather things that you hold in your hand?
Part of the Bible, I thought.
Okay. What about when you're plowing with horses? The same thing.
I don't know if they know.
Okay. Now, would you ever use the word reins?
Yeah, reins. Yeah.
Is that for riding or plowing?
Both, I thought. All
right. Now, what about the word lines?
Oh, I don't know.
And you put your feet in what when you're riding a horse?
Stirrup.
Okay. Do you have a name for the horse that walks in the furrow when you're plowing? Mm-hmm. You ever heard the expression, the lead horse? All right, this expression, if something's not right near at hand, you say it's just a little
ways off. A ways off.
Okay. And if you've been traveling and you haven't yet finished your journey, you say you still have to go before dark.
You have to go before dark.
Or what way?
Short way.
Or if it's good distance, you have a what way?
I don't know.
long
ways to go.
Okay. Remember, your people say you around here, far piece to go?
Uh-uh.
Oh, yeah. Something very common, you say, you don't have to look for any special place, you can find that just about.
Anything.
If I slip and fall down and fall that way, you say I fell.
Backward.
Fell that way or fell.
Forward.
Okay. This expression, if a schoolboy has been scolded and he doesn't understand it, he might say, well, why is she blaming me? I
didn't do it.
Yeah.
I'm not guilty or whatever.
Or if I step on your husband's rake and break it, he might say, oh, that's all right, I didn't like it.
Anyway.
Or if a child is crying and you ask him why, he might say, well, my friend was eating some candy and he didn't give me
any.
Okay. All right, what would you call the trenches that are cut out by a plow?
I don't know. Furrows.
Okay. And if you have a good yield, you say we raised a big
crop.
All right. What would you say a man did if he cut off all the bushes and trees off a piece of land?
Cleared the land.
All right. And after a farmer's cut his hay off the first time, when it comes up again after that, is that called anything?
Yeah.
You ever heard second cutting or after that? Okay. I don't know if people around here will raise any wheat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, after you cut,
I don't know. I didn't read the raise it. I'm sure they did though.
Okay. Well, let's say after the wheat is cut, you tie it up into a what?
Bundle.
All right. You take those bundles and pile them together into
stacks.
Okay. You ever hear the word shock used like that? A shock of wheat. Or we're shocking wheat. Okay. Talking about yield, you'd say that. Oh, corn. We raise 40 what of corn to an acre?
Corn?
Yes, the bush.
Bushels of corn to an acre.
Okay. And this verb I'm after. You say you did what to oats to separate the grain from the chaff?
Oh, dear. I don't know.
Final? P-H-R?
Threshed.
Okay.
Threshed. I don't know.
Okay. That's kind of an indeterminate pronunciation with you. Huh? Alright.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you some pronouns here. Ways you would say things without using anybody's name. Let's say if we have to do a job together, you'd say that and have to do this.
If what?
We have to do a job together. You'd say that and have to do this.
Yeah.
Okay.